Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnelis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Fortnelis. And now, play ball. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fortnelis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso bunts towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Fortnelis covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kelner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. There goes Fox trying to get to second. Zerniel throws the ball into Suter, who relays the ball to Michaels, who tags Fox for the out. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive for a triple. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to third. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Mike Fortnelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnelis is 0 for 1 in the game. Fortnelis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner bunts towards the mound. Fortnelis fields it and throws to first for the out. Astroth moves to second. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Astroth scores. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. DeMaestri goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Minosa. Michaels moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Astroth moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. McGee moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-2 in the game. Kellner is hit by the pitch. Astroth moves to second. Luis Aloma now pitching. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carmen Morrow now playing center field. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Marsh pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Bearden now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-4 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Athletics. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 10-4, Athletics. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Elliott moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. One out. It's 10-5, Athletics. Rocky Krisnick pinch hits for Bob Boyd. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain now playing first base. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Athletics. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso scores. Elliott moves to second. It's 10-8, Athletics. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.